Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Some economic wits were calling them the unemployed generation. Less than half of 16 to 24-year-olds were able to find work during the Great Recession and since then. Now, they're getting jobs. So what do we call them? Formerly unemployed generation? It just doesn't have the same snap. It's Friday, December 2nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Actually, it's just Celeste Headlee this morning. John is out today. Good morning, everyone. We're going to tell you about some very recent data that seems to show there's hope for young people in the job market again. And the state of Massachusetts is doing what the federal government won't, suing the big banks for mortgage fraud. Also, why President Obama thinks he can win the red state of Arizona. But many of you are still talking about grassroots movements and what's next for Occupy Wall Street.
Republicans embraced the Tea Party, and almost no Democrats at all about Occupy Wall Street. They have to find their own politicians or overthrow this whole system, which I think is the only way it's going to change.
You can give us your thoughts, of course, at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's get right to the headlines this morning. The Senate failed to pass an extension of the payroll tax cut. It's set to expire in a few weeks. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell said the cut shouldn't come at the expense of others.
There's no reason folks should suffer even more than they already are, but there's also no reason we should pay for that relief by raising taxes on the very employers we're counting on to help jolt this economy.
But Senate Leader Harry Reid said the failure to pass the bill hurts the middle class.
Republicans are uninterested in going after these high-income earners. As usual, the only real target of this Republican meat axe is the American middle class.
In a written statement, President Obama said the vote failed because Republicans, quote, refused to ask a few hundred thousand millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share. The Senate also defeated a competing plan by Republicans. The attempt for compromise now heads to the House. Lawmakers on both sides say they hope to have an agreement by Christmas. The latest monthly job numbers don't come out for a few hours, but economists say they don't expect the 9% unemployment rate to change. They estimate that a net 125,000 jobs were created last month. That's not enough to push down the overall jobless rate. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the effort to resolve the European debt crisis could take years. In a speech to Germany's parliament, she also said changes to the EU treaty are necessary in tackling the problem. Merkel meets with French President Nicolas Sarkozy on Monday, who's also called for changes in the treaty. The UN's Human Rights Council is currently meeting in Geneva, focusing on the political crisis in Syria. They hope to put even more pressure on Syria's government because of its violent crackdown on protesters. The human rights chief says the death toll since the beginning of the uprising is now, quote, much more than 4,000. Winds as high as 120 miles per hour blew over trees, cars, and power lines in the West. 270,000 customers were without power in California. This Pasadena resident says getting back electricity could take a while.
You didn't expect 100-mile-an-hour winds. I've heard people say 100. And I've had friends who are without power. They said for 2 weeks.
Forecasters expect the Santa Ana winds to die down sometime today. And Honda is expanding a recall, now including some 2 million Accords, Civics, and Pilots. Honda says the airbags can inflate with too much pressure in a crash, sending metal and plastic flying. Asian stocks are mostly mixed, but European markets are trading up, and Wall Street at right now is expecting a positive start. The Dow's up about 120 points right now. The Dow starts at 12,020, the S&P at 1,245, the Nasdaq at 2,626. Coming up this morning, it's Friday. We're going to have a little chat about what's been a pretty eventful week in politics. The president's looking to pick up some voters in Arizona as the Latino population there offers a little hope for the blue against the red. We're going to look at his chances in 30 minutes or so. But first, we're expecting unemployment employment numbers, for November later this morning. And we're going to talk about young people who seem to be getting jobs for the first time since 2007. And we want to get your take as well. Give us your view. Are you a young person? And by that, I mean someone between the age of 16 and 24. Have you found a job? Are you still looking for work? What's it look like? 8778-MY-TAKE. Or you can text the word TAKE to 69866.